I can't show you, so I'm going to have to describe the awful horror of what sailing's done to me. On my page in the latest issue of Practical Boat Owner, there's a before and after photo of me. And I promise you, you'll spot the difference. It's not just that Bart's only in one of them, it's more subtle than that. The piercing, medicated, psychotic gaze of the brilliantined mad axe murderer that's been staring menacingly at you from the page and giving you nightmares for more than 5 years was taken before I discovered sailing. It's an image, in truth, that I quite like. The second image is one of me now, and it gives me nightmares. There's that piercing, medicated, psychotic gaze that I think is one of Bart's best looks. Don't you just love that little fender warrior? And then there's me. It was taken weeks ago, so by now I've aged even more. You see, sailing makes you older, not even wiser, but just older, faster. I blame the editor. After all, that's what they're there for. And I've got proof. I'd been writing for PBO for more than a year before I first met the sparkling Sarah Norbury at a Southampton boat show. Even though my mug had been gurning out of the page for 12 issues, Sarah didn't have a clue who I was in the flesh. If I'm entirely honest, I'll have to come clean and admit that the photo was already 1 or 2, or maybe 3 or 4 years old or more. All right, 10 years old then. And that's the honest truth, I swear. Anyway, ever since then, Sarah, enchantress that she is, has been gently cajoling me to send in another photo of myself that more accurately reflects my total dereliction and decrepitude. I tried fobbing her off with one of me taken many years earlier, sucking my thumb, clutching my teddy in my pedal car. Then I proffered one of George Clooney, but she spotted the difference. He is a lot older. Next, she dispatched legions of undercover photographers to entrap me at boat shows. At Southampton one year, I had to slip off the floating pontoon and breathe through a straw, and that ruined a lovely jacket. And that's what this is all about. The old picture of me reminds me of me, youngish, freshish, in an imagined age of timeless elegance. I'll talk you through it, using frames of reference that hardened PBO readers will understand. What's going on in the old photo is that I'm wearing an integrated three-layer, breathable, composite, natural fibre-based onshore clothing system. In civilian talk, that's a jacket, tie and shirt. How things have changed. Now, if I try to tie a tie, it ends up as a bowline. What's more, my jacket and shirts once had things called buttons, but over the years, from handling salt-sodden sheets, my hands have become gnarled paws, my fingers battered jumbo sausages. Buttons require a deftness I no longer possess. Instead, I now tear and snatch at shrieking Velcro and fumble with zips on salt-encrusted oilskins that have all the sumptuous feel of soggy cardboard. Now, all my sailing clobber is one colour. Faded. Anything that's not, tuxedos and the like, I wear for gardening. And then look what's happened to me. There's the ravine-deep crow's feet round my eyes where my gel coat has cracked. That comes from years squinting up at telltales and wondering what they're trying to tell you. Everyone else looks at theirs, so I just thought it was the thing to do. These are some of the reasons I resisted the soft entreaties of the beguiling Sarah. It's been a battle of wits, and needless to say, she, whose glistening golden hair outshines the very sun, won. I did, however, gain one concession, that the photo should include Bart. In fact, at first I suggested it should only have Bart in it, but the sagely wise yet samphire succulent Sarah was having none of that. So that's the sorry story. Still, it could be a lot worse. Have you seen the pictures of my colleagues Sam Llewellyn and Andrew Simpson? They were both taken on a prototype box brownie and had to be hand-coloured using dyes made from fresh pterodactyl droppings. and then each picture has had to be restored at least once every decade ever since. The one of Andrew was taken in a proud moment after he'd just conducted his first professional insurance survey of a coracle. There were concerns over the porosity of the mammoth hide, I seem to recall. Now, the snap of Sam was more problematic, as the first 15 glass plates all shattered until they found one made of bulletproof glass and covered it in Vaseline to soften the impact. The photo was taken round about the time of Trafalgar, where Sam played a pivotal role in his Cornish shrimper, although of course he's far too modest to admit it, and has gone to great pains to ensure his contribution has been excised from all published accounts. All I can say is that in France, where they spell his name with even more L's, he's a hero. So imagine what Sam and Andrew look like now. In fact, don't. The truth is, the only one who's getting younger is our effervescent editor, Sarah Norbury, whose image radiates youthful vigour from her page early in the magazine. Can I please have a pay rise?